Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now is our time to chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The battle between two Bay Area airports has a new chapter today. The Port of Oakland saying officials at San Francisco International manipulated survey results to make it seem people were confused over Oakland Airport's name change. All right, Phil. So what is the port saying, and is this an effort to build a case for court?
Which port? Which port?
I know.
San Francisco, right? Or Oakland?
I'm confused. Tell me.
Or is it Oakland by the Bay or San Francisco by the Bay, or which one is it? Is it we're talking here?
You got to throw in international there, too.
Right. Throw in international, too, as well. What we have here is, the name game going on between San Francisco and Oakland. And San Francisco says that Oakland's recent decision to rebrand itself as San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, as opposed to Oakland International Airport, is infringing on San Francisco's copyright and is also confusing customers. Well, I don't know if it's going to court. Let's take a look at some of the facts here. Is Oakland International Airport on the San Francisco Bay?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's on the East Bay, but it is on San Francisco Bay. So that is correct. It's not a false or fraudulent thing. Is San Francisco Airport in San Francisco?
No. No.
It's in San Mateo.
That's a trick question.
Right. So what we have here, though, is what's in a name, what's truth, what's not, and what's creating confusion. And one of the defenses or the offenses that San Francisco's taking against Oakland is saying that the survey results that they have that show customers are confused was a hodgepodge of just, jotted down things and not very scientifically done and really has no validity. San Francisco replies that they did a reputed expert to conduct a survey publicly available for anyone to see, and it showed that it did lead to confusion. Does this mean anything in the court of law? Possibly, but probably not, because it's trademark. Does it mean anything in the court of public opinion? Possibly. I mean, right now, both airports and a lot of airports are in competition for what they call routes. That's when airlines come in and go out. And like, for example, in Oakland, since 2008, They've had 54 new routes added by various airlines, but 45 routes have been discontinued or moved elsewhere. So there's a constant thing about they're going marketing and trying to get those flights and those routes into your airport. And that's the competition between the two. And it's going to continue for some time.
Things to me seem like they're getting a little bit chippier than I thought. They're poking each other with sticks.
They're poking each other with sticks, and they're going to probably get a little more aggressive as this goes on, because this is big bucks involved here. These routes, they mean a lot of money and fees for the airports. And Oakland right now is trying to get its off the ground, so to speak, with a big expansion. They want to expand. And as a matter of fact, that's drawing criticism as well. And believe it or not, some environmental groups, dozens of them, as a matter of fact, have banded together. They're all opposed to that expansion and the name change, saying that that's going to lead to more flights, more pollution, and more traffic. Oakland saying, we want more flights, we want more traffic. So that goes back and forth. Even the NAACP has rolled in from Oakland saying they're opposed to the name change because it diminishes Oakland rather than having it at the front. Where is this going to go remains to be seen. I think this could be moving from sticks to, you know, bats in a little while, at least legally speaking. But I will tell you that I think the ultimate say will come from the airlines, and that is the people who are actually using the airport and whose customers are using the airport. And so far, Southwest Airlines, which if you've been to Oakland International Airport, you know they are the biggest carrier there. They're in favor of it. So I don't know what the legal is going to be. I don't know what the environmental is going to be or the political. But I tell you, on the business side, it looks like it's tilting in Oakland's favor.
Thanks to KCBS Insider, Phil Mateer.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com